AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court appears ready to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Bloomberg News says the opinion was briefly posted on the High Court's website before being taken down. A court spokeswoman says it was a mistake and the official opinion is still to come. Idaho is among 14 states banning abortion at all stages with very limited exceptions. The document suggests the justices would reinstate a lower court order allowing Idaho hospitals to perform emergency abortions to protect a pregnant patient's health. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also from the Supreme Court, the justices ruled in favor of the Biden administration in a social media dispute with conservative states that claim the administration leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. The High Court also overturned the bribery conviction of a former Indiana mayor. The day after deadly violence at and around the Kenyan parliament, President William Ruto says he will not sign a measure that set off the violence that proposes new taxes.
Listening keenly to the people of Kenya who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this finance bill 2024, I concede. And therefore, I will not sign.
Several people were killed as police opened fire. It was the biggest assault on Kenya's government in decades. Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez was sentenced in New York to 45 years in prison for teaming up with some bribe-paying drug traffickers for over a decade to ensure over 400 tons of cocaine made it to the U.S. Sean Rowe, a bishop from Western Pennsylvania, became the youngest person ever elected as leader of the Episcopal Church. This is AP News. There is an addition to the Stonewall Inn.
New York's Greenwich Village reclaims a part of the history of the LGBTQ plus rights movement with the new Stonewall Visitors Center occupying part of the original space where the Stonewall Inn sat, the gay bar where a 1969 police raid became a landmark moment. Diana Rodriguez is co-founder of the Stonewall National Monument Visitors Center.
We have a good amount of content, what we call our content wall, that tells the story of Stonewall. We have a replica of the same jukebox.
The site of the rebellion became a National Historic Landmark in 2000 and in 2016, the first U.S. national monument dedicated to LGBTQ plus history. The current Stonewall Inn has served as something of an unofficial welcome center. Julie Walker, New York.
Vermont has agreed to settle a lawsuit on behalf of a man charged with a crime for giving a state trooper the middle finger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.